What would things be like if the people of a community could see their police officers in relaxed, friendly settings around town each and every day, not just in a crisis or a crime? And what if, instead of seeing people at their worst moments, officers got to enjoy pleasant, relaxed interactions with the community? Well, it's happening in Kalamazoo every day with the Department of Public Safety Community Policing Special Unit. Sergeant Matt Elzinga is with the Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety. What's the idea behind the unit, Sergeant?
You know, most of the time, or quite a few of the times, when people call the police or call 911, they're having a bad day. When they call, they need a police officer. Either they, you know, they've been a victim of a crime, they've seen a crime. And so a lot of times they don't get a chance to interact with police officers just in a normal, relaxed setting. And what we found out is that in order to gain trust and respect in the community, we have to go out and engage with the public in a relaxed setting so they can see the person behind the uniform, behind the badge. There's many ways we can do this, especially for the younger generation, the kids, because if they see that when the law enforcement comes to their house or wherever they're staying and mom or dad get taken away, maybe in handcuffs, or, you know, somebody's been a victim of a crime, and so that's all they see, they don't really get the true aspect of what we're here for. We're here to help, protect, and to serve, right? So in order to do that, we've developed different strategies, different events that we can go out and engage people in a different light.
And it's really this philosophy of community policing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is, and I tell you where it's helped a lot. If members in the community do not trust law enforcement, they're not going to be forthcoming in letting us know what is going on in the neighborhoods. Now, we've kind of created this picture that we know all, see all, but we really don't. We need the help of the community. If you go to a community-type meeting, they're going to tell you areas of concern, even if it's just a blight in the neighborhood or, you know, a junk vehicle or loud noise, music maybe coming from their neighbor's house at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's what they're going to tell you. You know, we often look at, you know, the drugs that are coming into the city that are being sold, the crime, the violent felonies that are occurring. But quite often, they're concerned about, you know, property values and having an enjoyable type atmosphere where they live. And so, you know, they're able to tell us all different things that occur. And if they trust police officers, they are more than willing to call and let us know because they trust us or they trust the person that they've got to know over their time there. So I think our phone has been ringing more, and I think it has a lot to do with the relationships that were being built throughout these engagements here.
And I'm wondering the nuts and bolts of how this works, Sergeant. Do you have officers that are kind of cut out of the regular mix and sent in and told, hey, get to know people?
You know, you have to have a good, healthy balance between being a crime fighter and being a person that can go out there and engage the community in a different light. And you have to be good at both. So this is totally voluntary on the officer's part. This is a commitment that they do for 1 to 5 years. And it does make you a better rounded officer because you get to see the ins and outs of how things work and different avenues of approach that you can take. But what we do is we have several different neighborhoods here in the city of Kalamazoo. We have one officer assigned to each neighborhood in the core neighborhoods here. They get to know their community leaders, the neighborhood leaders. They get to know the residents here because there's a lot of people, there's a lot of organizations that have started something that have the same result, same mission in mind that we do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So as long as we can kind of tie those together, that we can embed ourselves in what they have going on in partnership up with them, it just makes it that much more productive and producible for them as well. What we can do is the officers then go back and tell the rest of the department what's going on. So if, you know, who's ever on duty at that time, if they can stop in, and the department's much more aware of what's going on a lot of times because of the information that was put out by the community policing officer.
And I will tell you, Sergeant Elzinga, I looked around at the photos and posts on your Facebook page, Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety Community Partnerships. A lot of photos of happy, relaxed officers and citizens, and I had to imagine for the officers, it really has to be refreshing and a relief to know that you're going to spend your shift not being the enemy or seeing, as you say, people at their worst moments, but you're going to see people and have positive interactions. That has to make them feel like that's why people go into police work.
It is. And, you know, I have taught at the Police Academy for Kalamazoo Valley Community College for several years. the very first day, and we do this every academy, we go around the room and each cadet will introduce themselves and, you know, what college they go to and why do you want to become a police officer. And I would say 90% of the time, they always end with, I want to help people. Now, it sounds kind of elementary. I mean, it sounds like, well, that's pretty simple. But really, if you think about it, there's a lot of different aspects of this job that come in play later on. Every officer does their share and their part in community policing. You do get to see a different light of people. You don't get to see people just in their worst moments, but also things that they're doing.
And how is it that, as you say, every officer is a part of community policing apart from the community police officers, the CPOs?
Well, when officers go out into the neighborhoods, for the most part, the same officer will work in that zone, in that particular district, for at least a year. But it gives them a chance to know who they're protecting, who's out there, who lives where, so they can put names and faces together. And even if it's just going to school saying, hey, student or whatever their name is, you know, just how is how's home life going? How's your schoolwork going? Stuff like that. You know, we find that some kids have it, and some kids, you know, they never get asked that question. So just being asked by an authority figure that, you know, that there's somebody out there that at least will address that and care about what's going on, that's huge. That's huge. You know, and we may not know the impact or the result, the end result right now, but you never know who we could impact during that time at a later date. So,
Sergeant, does this community policing unit, what does it take to implement this in terms of time and money?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's a lot of departments around the state that they're made to do more or asked to do more with less. And with budget cuts. So what we have to do is look at every avenue of approach that we can get the biggest bang for our buck. We partner up with a lot of different, either they're faith-based organizations or they're different community groups out there that are, you know, trying to achieve the same results that we are. I think it's really huge for members in the community to also partner up with law enforcement so young kids can see that, you know what, it's not uncool to know a police officer and communicate with them. If there's a few that will take that first step, that's huge. And what we've also found out is that even though somebody maybe have a record, let's say maybe somebody has a drug record and they went to prison, they did their time, now they got out and they'd like to partner up with the police, there's certain ones that have a lot of credibility in the neighborhoods that kids look up to. And they may have done prison time, but now they're on the straight and narrow, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're partnering up with the police officers and law enforcement. So kids need those type of examples and that type of leadership. They're going to look to it either from somebody that's still bad or somebody that, you know, is trying to do the right thing.
And you're able to accomplish this kind of without making a big dent in the department's budget?
We've been able to partner up with different foundations and being able to draft up grants that we've been able to get. There are people yet that are willing to help us out that way. And also, there's a lot of different local businesses that are willing to donate either monies or, you know, if we need food for an outing that we're going to have, they're willing to do that. Others that don't necessarily have monetary value, but they can go and donate their time because we need a lot of hands on deck when we have an event like that. There's many that are willing to help out, put the word out, and we have certain key players, key leaders that we can turn to when we have something going on. We can turn to them. On the other flip side of the coin is that when we have something bad happen, let's say we have maybe a shooting or we have an assault, we can also look to the same key leaders to help get the word out or we can get the information or obtain the information so we can solve a crime. So it works out good in both ways. In that aspect, have that open line of communication is huge.
Sergeant, as you talk about teaching at the academy and talking to those youngsters as they're kind of on the first day of what they hope will be a lifelong career, and I got to wonder, when you see images from Ferguson and from Baltimore and you see clashes between community protesters and police that actually erupt to the level of riots, how does that make you feel knowing, you know, the intentions that young police officers and public safety officers start out with?
You know, number one, it's a safety issue. Today we live in a society where you have to be observant everywhere you go, and especially as law enforcement. But you got to remember, too, that while people are running away, a law enforcement, a police officer is running toward the threat or toward the problem. You know, it takes a special type of person to be a law enforcement officer. They're a different breed, but they're also somebody that, you know, we work with over 200 officers, I do, here at this department. And you know, we work with a special group of people, and they care about this community. You know, they have a vested interest in this community. And I think any police officer, new police officer going into this profession, they have to, you know, wrap their arms around the fact that law enforcement a lot of times is someone's last defense, and we have, you know, they have to realize that, and they do. You know, that's why they chose this profession.
But then when we think of people in the community, and we've seen this story playing out across the country, that feel that officer may not be on their side, and I'm wondering how you believe an effort like what you're doing with the community policing effort, how that could change the narrative.
You know, we can't have a disconnect between law enforcement and community. I mean, that doesn't work. So we have to have that connection there. So obviously we're not going to reach everybody, but you will reach a lot. You know, time will tell the impact that it's having.
Sergeant Matt Elzinga is a supervisor of the Community Policing Special Unit with the Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety. Sergeant, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.